I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Pentagon says that Russian President Vladimir Putin clearly now has the capability for full range of military options against Ukraine. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
From ground to air troops, cyber and electronic warfare capability.
We remain concerned about the range of options that he could pursue.
Defense Chief Lloyd Austin says that could stop short of a full-scale invasion, like seizing Ukrainian cities. Joint Chiefs Chair Mark Milley says the Russian buildup is the biggest in recent memory, and warns an invasion would have big costs on both sides.
We strongly encourage Russia to stand down.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, a former National Security Council official, doesn't think that will happen.
We're headed towards a major military offensive in Europe.
Saying Putin appears to have no interest in diplomacy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration and its allies are now taking an unusually proactive approach to publicizing intelligence findings and trying to diffuse influence campaigns by Russia as it raises alarms about possible new Russian invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. has mounted a concerted campaign to counter disinformation, which has long been a tactic of Moscow to create confusion and sow discord in conflicts. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration is taking lessons learned from 2014 when Russia mounted a massive disinformation campaign to build local support for its annexation of Crimea. This is VOA News. More than a third of the people in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region are suffering an extreme lack of food, according to the United Nations World Food Program. In a new assessment of regions under a months-long government blockade, the UN said no aid convoy has entered the Tigray region of some 6 million people since mid-December. Separately, the UN humanitarian agency said less than 10% of the needed supplies, including medicines and fuel, have entered Tigray since mid-July. All international NGOs operating in Tigray have depleted their fuel, with their staff delivering the little remaining humanitarian supplies and services on foot where possible. The agency said this in a Friday statement. Omicron has driven U.S. coronavirus deaths higher than the fall's Delta wave, AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Deaths from coronavirus in the U.S. are expected to keep rising for days or even weeks. The seven-day rolling average started climbing in mid-November and just hit over 2,260 daily deaths per day, thus exceeding September's peak of 2,100 when Delta was dominant. In New York, where cases are falling, Governor Kathy Hochul says it's something officials expected after the steep rise in infections due to the highly contagious Omicron variant.
This is all a lagging indicator. We talk about infection start, you see the numbers speak. A spike there, people get sick, then hospitalizations, and sadly, we still see far too many deaths.
Hospital admissions have started to fall, but the CDC says deaths are expected to accelerate in nearly every state. In 1 week, we'll lose more Americans from the coronavirus than would be typical for an entire year from the flu. I'm Jennifer King.
The staffers at the World Health Organization have alleged the UN Health Agency's top director in the Western Pacific engaged in unethical, racist, and abusive behavior that has undermined its efforts to curb the coronavirus pandemic, according to its internal complaint filed last October. The complaints were also emailed to senior WHO leadership last week and emailed to they describe a toxic atmosphere with a culture of systemic bullying at WHO's regional headquarters in the Philippines. Recordings obtained by the Associated Press show the regional director, Takeshi Kasai, making derogatory remarks about the staff in meetings based on their